Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this September 15th, 2022. It is 10:04 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 10:30 today, we're going to welcome in Janelle Weir, horticultural educator with Wood County UW and our friends at Extension. Looking forward to talking to Janelle a little bit later. Right now, we have in studio with us our friends from Visit Rome, thanks to our great friends over at Nakusa Port Edward State Bank. We have Lisa Kubas in with us, executive director over there. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, James.
Good to have you here, and good to see you. Again.
Yeah, nice seeing you. Thanks.
And we do want to welcome in Jillian Alekna. Close.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, all right. Jillian, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You are the marketing and events coordinator over at Visit Rome, correct?
Yep. A little over 2 months.
I was going to say, it's got to be kind of newer. How are you enjoying it?
It's really fun. God. I mean, just getting out of college and then getting into a job, it is a bit of a culture shift, but it's been a really great culture shift. I've learned a lot in over 2 months.
Yeah, I imagine. It's one of those kind of jobs you kind of hit the ground running, sort of.
Yeah.
Good.
Especially in the summer with a lot of the events we
can only imagine. Yeah, especially. That's a great point, Lisa. Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, starting right then and there. So you kind of get baptism by fire kind of sort
for
of
sure.
thing.
For sure.
Are you from the area? Are you from Central Wisconsin?
Yeah, so I like to joke around and say my address is Rapids, my township is Saratoga. I may as well be a Roman, I guess.
Sure, yeah.
So yes, I am from the area.
Very cool. And I'm so happy to have you with us, and it's really good to have you as a part of Visit Rome as well.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here. So, Lisa, I know we usually kind of go through a number of events and talking points and everything.
Yep.
I want to start there. But first up, how, you know, as unfortunately we are wrapping up summer here a little bit and everything.
Right.
How have things gone in the area, in the Rome area over summer? How has it been?
Oh, great.
Yeah.
A lot of events this summer, a lot of live music, the farmers market. We held a mini mutter in August for kids. We had a couple outdoor movie nights for kids. Overall, I mean, attendance has been great with all of our events, and have had great weather for most. And yeah, we've brought a lot of people to the area.
It's so like wonderful to hear. I've heard from a lot of listeners that we have a lot of our listeners in that area and around the surrounding area and talking about whether it's Sand Valley or, you know, so many of the greatest local businesses over there talking about them. But we're not that far removed from where we were a summer ago and two summers ago. And it's not lost on me that we still have, that we're having this and we're getting to get out more and do more of these things. Certainly for my fellow human beings, I'm happy for all of us, but I'm very happy for our local businesses. I'm very happy for a lot of these establishments that, I'll be honest, now I think it's a little bit okay to say, but at the time in the heart of the pandemic, I'm worried that such and such business isn't going to be here when we're doing a Visit Rome segment or something. Shout out to our people, to our communities for helping keep these businesses alive, and a big shout out to these businesses for standing pat, for being able to keep things going, for being creative and coming up with different ways to bring people into their business and kind of not just sitting back and expecting it to happen. I appreciate that. I respect that. And I saw that in every single business we're going to talk about today. So I don't think that's a coincidence that we're still talking about them, that we have the community we have, and that they took the initiative they did.
Right.
Let's kick things off with this Friday. It seems like a great place to start.
Yeah, the Rome Farmers Market. We've had a wonderful season this year. Over 100 vendors. So come out and join us for the last 3 weeks. September 30th will be the last Farmers Market for the outdoor season. And then we move to an indoor season once per month. One exciting thing we started this year was the Visit Rome donation program, and I'll let Jillian, she's been overseeing this program, so I'll let her explain a little bit about that.
Yeah, so each week, either I or Lisa and I pick a nonprofit organization within the Rome area or within the surrounding Rome area to donate all of the proceeds of our sales that day to. So basically, if you get one of our t-shirts, which is $15, that $15 goes right to that group. We don't keep 14 of it. It just all goes
That's
to them.
Cool. That's
which
cool.
has been really beneficial. We've gotten a lot of money. We've yeah. gotten a lot of participants.
You know, if it was one shirt that somebody had bought and that $15 went into it, it'd be worth it, let alone however much mm-hmm. it's been. That is a really cool thing to do and to take the initiative to do. It's not. I don't think anybody was expecting that or it was a demand or something. To go and take the initiative to do that, go a step mm-hmm. above and beyond, that's really, really cool.
Yeah.
And we know our nonprofits in this area. They are some of the best people you'll ever meet doing some of the most vital work in our communities.
Right.
So there's not one nonprofit that couldn't use that and wouldn't make good use of it.
Yeah, it's been a great way to lift up those organizations and for them to be able to put on some of the events and programs that they have started. So it's been awesome.
This Friday, our friends over at Hoozles also have some fun stuff going on.
Yeah, live music by Nyx. You know, live music in Rome this summer has been plentiful. Hoozles has some of the best of the best. Their outdoor facilities are awesome. So come check out Nick's on Friday night.
I'm pretty sure it's impossible to have a bad time at Hoozles.
Oh, I agree.
I'm almost positive of that. Yeah, it's a great time, and no matter what you're doing out there. And then when you introduce music, it's such a perfect venue for that.
Right.
The acoustics, everything about the whole area, it's nice.
Yeah,
it's going to be a good one. Nick's is a great singer-songwriter. And then this Saturday, we got some more great music over at my friends the Romano at Romano's.
Another kind of music mainstay in Rome. Live music by Benign Addiction.
Oh.
On Saturday from 4 to 8 at Romano's.
Ooh, that sounds interesting. I haven't heard of them yet. Interesting.
I have not either.
That might be a newer band, maybe. I'm not sure. But either way, looking forward to hearing them. And I always like to take a moment and wish my friends over at Romano's a good morning. Ryan and the gang over there, I hope you guys are having a good start to your day. Some of the best food, some of the great, like, I love going out to Romano's, in part just going outside and the view from outside the building,
right.
let alone in the building. It's
right.
a great spot.
Great pizza.
Yes, great pizza. And that's saying something, because there's a lot of good pizza in this area. That's
yeah,
some of the best.
Right.
Wednesday, September 21st, and every Wednesday, have something to look forward to.
Yeah, I think, I'm sure a lot of people have participated in the DJ trivia at Hoozles at the Lakes. But if you haven't, it's always a good time every Wednesday. So come and check that out.
Does a great job with it. And I've heard recently from some listeners about that event. There were, I'd say, about three different couples I heard from at the time. It was during FRM Fest this past weekend. And the one couple said that they still haven't won, and they're still challenging each other and trying to win, and they're blaming each other for it and having fun with it, just joking around. There was one couple that goes to it as often as they can. They just like to watch. They just like to watch everybody having this and take little guesses themselves and stuff. And I thought that was kind of cool. I think the thing that I heard the most from people, and I have really since they've been kind of doing this, is people still want something to look forward to. They still want some plans, something like that they can have on their schedule that they're like, oh, I'm going to every Wednesday that we can, we're going to go do this.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of cool to have this to offer.
Yeah, and I'm sure that will continue through the fall and winter seasons as well.
And one thing I will say that I remember when living out in Rome, that's such a different day and age of living in Rome now as opposed to when I lived there, like in the 80s and everything. I know that people in the Rome area, they want to do things too, but they don't always want to have to travel 45 minutes to do it, you know? I mean,
it's nice
to have some stuff around the area now. It's such a different day over there. My papa and Nana, who lived out there forever, he lives in Georgia now. We purposely drove him past our old stomping grounds and everything, and he was so blown away. And he was also a little angry. He's like, why couldn't they have this back then? Like, he was kidding and stuff. But it's a new day over there. It's such
it
a cool
really
thing
is.
To be able to live in that area now. You always had the beauty of Rome. There's not a ugly spot of Rome. It's all beautiful.
It is.
But now you have that on it, too.
Right. And I don't know if you've been through the town center lately, but the meat market is just about complete.
Yeah.
And they've broken ground on the band shell.
Oh, that's right.
Be in the Rome Town Center as well.
So. I'm glad you mentioned that. I was going to ask how that was going.
Yeah.
Cool. That's going to be exciting, too.
Oh,
that's
very.
Another great thing to be able to, going to be able to bring there. That's nice. And then, so we mentioned every Wednesday we have that to look forward to, DJ Trivia at Hoozles at the Lakes. Every Friday, starting September 23rd, every other Friday, going to have DJ Bingo.
Yep, and that's been going on for quite a while, too. 8:30 to 10 every other Friday with Lucas, who is a great host.
He's a good MC. Yeah. He does a really good job with it. I really respect how much he cares about it, too. I've seen a lot of MCs in my day, and not everybody puts the time and effort he does into it. He does a really good job.
Yeah.
Saturday, September 24th, and Sunday, September 25th, have something very special going on in the Rome area.
Yeah, the Wisconsin Trap Shooters Association, their home complex, they'll be hosting the Fall Classic Shoot. So if you liked, you know, something, you're looking for something new to watch, come and check that out. They also, you can shoot for yourself any weekend, Friday through Sunday. They provide the equipment you needed. So if you're looking to try something new yourself, come and check that out.
It's a great point, Lisa. We've had them join us on the air a number of times over the years, and just wonderful people, really inviting people, and want to keep the sport going, want to keep the interest in the sport growing. So if you have even a little bit of a small interest in it, I encourage you to reach out to them. I think that it's one of those things that you get your foot wet and you're going to want to dive in. It's a fun thing to be able to be a part of.
Right. They provide private lessons as well if you're interested to take it to that level.
Yeah, nice. And then, can you believe October? We're already talking about October. It still feels like August to me sometimes.
Yeah.
But Saturday, October 1st, more great music at our friends over at Hoozles at the Lakes.
Yeah, live music by Save Point from 7 p.m. to 11 on October 1st.
Fantastic band. Love those guys. Great band, great music. And you can't go wrong with that combination of great music and Hoozles at the Lakes. Sunday, October 2nd, another great event coming up.
Yeah, Rapids Angels is hosting their off-road race at Deeracuse Park. I'll be dragging Jillian to that to just show her what that's all about. Yeah. If you've never watched one of these races, it is quite a sight. So plenty of racing, food, and fun at those events.
Yeah, and the gang at Rapids Angels, they do some really good work in the area. They really do.
They do.
And it's kind of cool to see them being able to be a part of something like this and kind of more talked about and celebrated. You know, for a long time, we didn't, you know, use motorcycle groups like that very often and everything. And I think we're seeing more of that in society, and it's pretty cool. You see a lot of bike group and organizations do things for everything from the family center to or things like this, you know. And then we're seeing more of that. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And it's a fun event, too. That should be a good one. Now, we also want to talk about Wednesday, October 5th, the Rome Garden Club, who it's kind of interesting because we'll have Janelle Weir in a little bit, and she is a big gardener and I'm big into that world. So this is a perfect segue for us here.
Yeah. So Wednesday, October 5th, the Rome Garden Club meeting is at the Lester Library from 9 to 10 a.m. Obviously, they're wrapping up the gardening season, talking about what they tried, what worked, what didn't work. So if you're interested in gardening, come out to the meeting, become a member of that club.
Is there anything you could think of that people should know beforehand going into a meeting like that or reaching out? Is there somebody they could reach out to about it? I know we'll touch on it with Janelle as well.
Sure. They could contact the Lester Public Library. I don't have their phone number offhand, but their website is loaded with information and contact information.
And great people over there at Lester. Great little library.
Yeah,
I love that place.
They do so much for kids and adults in terms of activities and events.
Having that library there, I know for a fact how important it is. Mm-hmm. And let alone, you know, nowadays even still. I think even with technology being at our fingertips and everything, it's still a very important thing to be able to have. I did want to look up that website really quick, and it is RomePublicLibrary.org, RomePublicLibrary.org. That's all one word. On Saturday, October 8th, the Fall Big Cup Scramble at Lake Arrowhead in the Pines.
Yeah, so beautiful Lake Arrowhead Golf Course. They're hosting probably one of the last golf outings of the season. So if you want to get that last outing in, the entry fee includes your golf, your cart, practice balls, breakfast, dinner, and prizes. So you could sign up your group by calling the clubhouse at 715-325-2968. And again, that's on October 8th.
I have no doubt that there's at least a handful of golfers out there that just heard you say that, and you just reminded them, oh, yeah, we're not going to have longer to do this. We're going to be a part of this. Mm-hmm. We're going to just dive on that. Golfers love to golf, and they're going to find it. They're going to show up at that event. That's going to be a good one. And is there a number they can call for finding out more about this or signing up?
Yeah, the 715-325-2968. That would be the number for the clubhouse at Lake Arrowhead.
Thanks. Again, we're speaking with Lisa and Jillian from Visit Rome, and a big shout out to our friends in Nakusa, Port Edward State Bank for the time, taking a dive into the Rome area and looking at... do you want to go to October or that Saturday event, September 17th? Did you want to touch on that?
We can just move to the October Halloween party in our town square.
I have to tell you guys, and this is just a pre-warning, okay, because we're not even close to October yet. Or I guess we are, but we're not even in October. I am a Halloween nut. I love Halloween. I'll take any opportunity to talk about Halloween. I'm going to be honest with both of you. You've been engaging and great guests. I haven't heard anything you've said because all I've been focused is on Halloween. That's all I'm thinking about. And you guys keep talking, and all I keep hearing is Halloween. Yeah. So let's talk about it a little bit. Saturday, October 29th, the Rome Halloween party in the town square.
Yeah, so our town square provides a beautiful setting for a Halloween family get-together. The Rome Makers, which is a club in the Rome area that hosts a lot of events along with Visit Rome, will be hosting a family Halloween party, which will include trick-or-treating, a photo booth, and just other activities around our gazebo block. This year will be nice because the past couple years it's been a drive-through event due to the COVID situation, but we are back to kind of a more normal walking event for kids.
And you know, I'm happy for parents, for adults, sure. It's the kids that you think about with something like this. And them being able to, like, do traditional trick-or-treating and showing off their costumes and all this stuff. Like, every one of these little guys deserve it, you know? They've kind of been sacrificing and suffering in ways that they don't even know. They're not old enough to understand.
Right.
Being able to have things more open, more doing more of these things again, it's just great. And let's not make light of this either. Adults love it too. Like, we love seeing these little kids in these costumes and everything. Part of the reason I love Halloween is not so much me dressing up and everything. It's seeing all the kids. It's driving around town and around 4 or 5 o'clock when kids are out Halloween trick-or-treating or something, and seeing all the costumes and everything and the laughter. It's fun. It's a joyous time. Getting a little of that back, getting a little bit back to the new norm or whatever that might mean is nice. It's a great thing, and that you were so right about that, Lisa. It's the town square there is a perfect event host. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there is anything you can have there that wouldn't go well. I've been going there since I was a little kid, and it's just a great spot. They do a really nice job with that.
Yeah, so around the block, there will be a lot of the Rome businesses and organizations that'll each have a station. Mm-hmm. So come and check out our station. Everyone will be dressed up that is handing out candy. So we are actually the Three Little Pigs and the Big Bad Wolf. So
nice. I was going to ask if you had a costume. Oh, good costume choice. Nicely done. Oh, that's good. If you need a Big Bad Wolf, let me know. I don't want to brag here or anything, but I play a pretty good Bad Wolf.
We might take you up on that.
Mark your calendars Saturday, October 29th for the Rome Halloween party in the town square from 1 to 3. And then looking at November, got something very cool, important, and fun coming up.
Right. It is some time away, but tickets are on sale right now for the American Legion Auxiliary Wine Tasting Fundraiser. Mm-hmm. Tickets can be purchased from the Lake Arrowhead Clubhouse or on the Visit Rome site in the under our store tab. The really exciting thing about this event is Louis Hickner, who is a level one sommelier, which basically is a wine expert. Mm-hmm. He is the beverage manager at Sand Valley. He's offered to host this event. Mm. So he knows everything about wine that you can imagine. So he'll make a great host for this event.
Yeah, and it's for to raise money for a good cause, raise awareness for a good cause and a good organization. Mm-hmm. And it's a fun time. And we don't get a ton of these around here. You know, we don't get a lot of these. Having these kind of events can be real fun. I love the idea of getting to take home a free bottle of your favorite wine at the end of the evening. Helping local, you know, businesses or whatever, or anybody that can do. Just that simple idea of doing something like
right.
that. It's a cool idea, too.
Yeah. So, and tickets are $35. So to have a night of entertainment and to bring home a bottle of wine, it's pretty reasonable. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Lisa, Jillian, we got about 5 minutes left, and I got a couple things I could bring up, but okay. I just wanted to make some room. Is there anything you wanted to touch on that we didn't get a chance to yet?
I guess not about upcoming events.
Mean, obviously the wine event is 21 plus.
Sure, so sure, sure.
Maybe not wise to bring the kiddos
not
to
a,
that one.
Not a bad idea to mention that. Not bad. I did want to talk a little bit about some of the things that you guys personally offer. Not personally, like you yourselves individuals, but you're the Visit Rome gang. If you go to visitromewi.com, that's all one word, visitromewi.com, you're not only going to come across one of the better web pages I've ever seen. It is a fantastic website. You guys do a great job with it. As soon as you pull up that page, though, you can enter to win an ATV or $1,000 gift card.
It's actually and $1,000.
Oh, and $1,000. Oh, right? Nice. Wow, I undersold it. I'm sorry.
To get your, you know, some gear with it.
Yeah, that's really cool. That is very cool. So just going to the webpage is already a good reason to go there. But I encourage people to go there. Check out some of the merch they have. I've got a shirt. I encourage everybody to get a shirt or something for Visit Rome. Yep. Not only can not everybody use a new shirt, but it's something where you do that and you're putting into what they're trying to do there at Visit Rome. You are supporting local. You are buying local. You get a great shirt. They are comfortable. They look cool. Love the designs. But it's you know, you heard Jillian touching on this earlier. That $15 or whatever you spend goes into helping the gang at Visit Rome continue to do the great work that they're doing and promoting the Rome area and supporting the Rome area. So not only do you get a cool shirt, but you're also helping support local.
Right. The other thing about our website, we maintain an events calendar. So all through the fall and winter, we'll be trying to keep that calendar up to date, and we'll have continue to have lots of offerings throughout the off season.
And Lisa, one of the things I always like to touch on before we let you guys go, because you guys do great work. I mean, going back to the first interview I had with anybody from Visit Rome, I'm blown away by Cameron and so many of the people that before you guys and everybody, the great work that they are doing. Haley, everybody, and you two individually, you guys just blow me away. But it's a small staff, and you guys don't have a ton of arms, a ton of hands. If you're ever looking for volunteers, can people volunteer? Can they people help out with some of these events if they want to?
For sure. We're always looking for volunteers. So if you would like to give us a call, it's 715-325-3090. We will definitely get you on a list and tell us what you'd be interested in volunteering with, and we'll reach out when anything becomes available.
And I want to remind people as well, as we're starting the school year, there's a grant program on there to check out and learn more about as well. It's all there at the webpage. Again, that's visitromewi.com, visitromewi.com. Lisa, Jillian, can't thank you both enough for the time. Great show today. We just never have enough time. That's the only catch.
Right.
We could talk to you guys for hours. But thank you so much for the time, both of you.
Yeah. Thank you, James.
Have a great day, and we'll talk to you again real soon. We're going to come take a quick break. We'll come back and have more Morning Magazine for you right here at locally grown radio WFHR.